The Format Friday has been happening. Y94, the number one hit music station. Zero, Ryan and Maggie, good morning. Currently, it is 2 below in Fargo-Moorhead, 8:16 in the morning. Today in the valley, going to be cloudy and cold. Some light snow throughout the day, probably less than an inch if we actually see it stick to the ground. And it'll be about 30 below for wind chills later on today as well. So, there's that. Gosh, a lot going on the show today. A little later, probably after 9:30 or so, we will get posted at Y94.com the video of Maggie receiving a singing telegram this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Your first ever singing telegram.
First ever singing telegram.
Well, I'm glad that we got to be here and present for the first
time. I know,
first
it was just ever. As embarrassing as I ever thought it would be.
Mm-hmm. Now I want to send one to everybody I know.
It was fun, honestly. Like, as embarrassed, it was uncomfortable and embarrassing, but it was kind of like, oh, that's kind of fun.
I probably would avoid sending it to anyone with a heart condition because it is kind of, it makes you step back just a little bit. You're like, oh my God, here's a person in a tux with an acoustic guitar singing to me.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit frightening,
mm-hmm.
but loved it. I think I enjoyed it more than
fun.
You did.
No, it was fun.
He may have been singing Brown Eyed Girl, but I felt like he was singing Brown Eyed Boy. How about you, Rat?
It was to you. It really
you
was.
You can be Brown Eyed Man if you want.
Nah, boy.
Whatever you want to do. Whatever you want. Playhouse mailbag situation. This one from First Initial M. She says, I'm getting married in the next month, and all of a sudden, my future brother-in-law bought his girlfriend a ring and wants to propose to her this weekend. Now, I want to know if it's rude of me to ask him to wait until after my wedding, because I feel like him doing this will completely take the focus off of our special day. Or am I just being selfish? Now, that is from First Initial M. How about we ask our own First Initial M?
Yes.
Maggie. You're the Maggie the Love Doctor. I need to know what you think of this.
You know, I don't think it'll really take away that much from her day,
mm-hmm.
unless he's actually doing it on the wedding day. He is not doing that, is he?
So if he proposes this weekend and they get married next month.
Next month?
I
think
in
he's
January.
Okay. Yeah.
So
I think that's
all
plenty
right?
of time, yeah.
Well, but the whole time then, there's going to be things happening at her wedding, and it's going to be like, well, at your wedding, you guys should do this, and maybe we should do this, and we'll be doing this next for you.
Yeah, but she's going to be so busy with her own wedding anyway. I don't think it's, I don't know.
I don't think
I would mind it.
For me, I sit here and I'm like, well, you probably don't want to be the person that says something to
right.
him. But I do think that you should be, like, he should be aware enough of that he's being kind of a dink
mm-hmm.
and, like, time it out better and recognize the fact that he's kind of intruding on somebody's turf right now,
mm-hmm.
I think.
See, and I lived this, except I was the future brother-in-law, and I had the family heirloom ring that I used to propose, mm-hmm. so I had to ask permission from various people to get it,
mm-hmm.
and once I'd done that and gotten the ring, my future brother and sister-in-law's wedding was like 3 weeks away. So I chose to wait until after their wedding before I proposed.
Hmm.
So you let them have their moment and then you had yours.
Yeah, because I didn't want to be that guy and
mm-hmm.
you know be at their wedding and people are congratulating me, which as well it led to very awkward situations because I had to ask permission. And then weeks mm-hmm. later, I still hadn't used the ring. So
right.
people are like, what the heck
what's
is going
on?
But I just didn't want to get
he
trapped
pawned
in
it
that.
Off. That's what's going on. Grandma's ring is at Pawn America. It's right for you, Pawn America.
But it's weird because I feel like I knew not to do it. I feel like that brother-in-law should know not to do it. So I don't know if she should say something to him or not.
It's a shame there's not like a different person that could be maybe like sent on the case. Like, are you sure you shouldn't wait till after their wedding for you to propose? It'd be one thing if the wedding was like months from now,
mm-hmm.
but it's in a couple of weeks. 2378, you can text 35270. Is she just being selfish? Or do you think maybe she should confront this brother-in-law and say, you know what? My wedding's in just a couple of weeks. Maybe you could wait to propose until after that. A little B.O.B. magic here in a couple of minutes in Flush Format Friday. And your calls at 237 hits.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Y'all ready to have some fun?
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Color me kooky, but something very odd is going on around here.
Y94.
Format Friday, just random fun music scattered throughout the show. Y94, the number one hit music station. Playhouse, Zero, Rat, and Maggie this morning, 827, 2 below in Fargo-Moorhead. Playhouse mailbag situation, if you miss it, First Initial M is basically just trying to question your opinion. What do you think about people trying to kind of move in on what should be your special day? Now, her situation is she's getting married in a couple of weeks. However, she has it on good authority that her soon-to-be brother-in-law wants to propose this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And she feels that maybe she should confront him and say, maybe you could wait until after I have my special day. So at my wedding day, everybody's not like, oh my God, we just heard congratulations. And she's standing there in a wedding dress like, WTF.
Hello.
Don't I look beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Don't I look to be the most glamorous woman on the planet? This is my day. Should she say something or just let him propose and deal with it? And some of the texts we're seeing, Rat, at 35270.
Normally, I would say yes, say something. But since it is your man's family, it is not your place. I'm guessing he won't want to say anything, so I would just leave it alone. Somebody else says, unless you want to be a bridezilla, I would not talk about it. It is your day on the wedding. It's not your month. Somebody else says, on my wedding day, my sister decided to announce that she's pregnant.
Oh.
I was so pissed the entire day.
Oh, my gosh.
Hi.
Well, my advice would be my two brothers and I got married all within a year. And my older brother got married a month before I did. And we were every bit as happy for him, and he was every bit as happy for us. And I say, the world doesn't revolve around you.
So you seem to think it is possible to be happy for more than one couple at once, is kind of your advice.
Absolutely. Okay. I think, yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Well, that is a good point of view. Thank you. 237. It's you can text 35270. Can she ask her soon-to-be brother-in-law to hold off on proposing because it intrudes in her mind on what is supposed to be her special time? She's getting married in a few weeks. He wants to propose this weekend. Is that inappropriate? Should he back off? Should she say something? Has anybody ever intruded on what was supposed to be your special time? 237 hits, or you could text 35270.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Yeah, I don't think technically this was a sin.
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
I mean, there's nothing about it in the Bible.
Y94.
Lately, I've been losing sleep.
One Republic with Counting Stars, 2 Below in the Valley, 8:33 in the morning, light snow throughout the day, and chilly too. Wind chills could reach 30 below zero again. Y94 is the number one hit music station. Hi, Zero, Rat, Maggie, the Playhouse in the morning. So I've been chatting about First Initial M's Playhouse mailbag situation she sent in, and she says, again real quick, I'm getting married in a couple of weeks, and all of a sudden my future brother-in-law bought his girlfriend a ring and wants to propose to her this weekend. I want to know if other people think it's rude of me to ask him to wait until after my wedding, because I feel like him doing this will completely take the focus off our special day. Or am I just being selfish? So in a couple of weeks is her wedding. Doesn't want everybody at the wedding saying, hey, brother-in-law, heard you just got engaged. Congratulations. Aren't you the man of the hour? As she stands there angry next to cake. Which, how you could be angry next to cake, don't know. But maybe you can relate to this. You had an instance where somebody kind of intruded on your special day. You have a thought on this, think she's being selfish, think she should say something to the guy. Don't propose, man. Whatever you want to say. 237, mm-hmm. You can text 35270. Hi.
Hi. Well, I will say I've never been married, but I have been in a wedding, and I don't feel like it's her place to say anything, I guess. I don't know why it would be that big of a deal for her soon-to-be brother-in-law to propose. She's engaged, she's getting married, you know, she has a special day or whatever, but like that other person had stated, it's not her month or her year, you know what I mean?
All right, thank you so much, appreciate you calling in. 237, it's text 35270, Playhouse mailbag, First Initial M. She's getting married in a couple of weeks. Congratulations. But she just found out her future brother-in-law wants to propose this weekend, and she's pissed. How dare he propose so close to her wedding day? Will this take the focus off of what should be her special day? Everybody will be at the wedding say, hey, heard you got engaged too. The next wedding will be yours. Yay!
I'm the bride.
Should she say something to him or just let it happen? Write some of those texts.
It's just a proposal. It's not like he's getting married on the same day. Someone else says 2 or 3 weeks with social media is enough to kill the news, so it's not an issue at the wedding. She may just be showing off the ring that day. Just hope and relish in that yours is better. Wow, the exact same thing happened to me when I got married a couple of years ago. 12 days before I got married, my husband's brother proposed to his girlfriend. Of course, I wanted to say something, but I don't think you can. It wasn't my side of the family, and I didn't want to be that bride. Of course, it was inappropriate, and it sure did piss me off, though.
Your thoughts, I.
Two things, actually. Number one, it's not all about you. And number two, if you're going to get married that close to Christmas, you have to expect somebody to be proposing around Christmas time. That's what happens around Christmas.
Well, and you already have to, I guess, share this special period of time with Jesus, so.
Right. Yeah.
And he's probably done more than you.
More than likely.
Yeah. Don't care how accomplished you are. You're probably not that accomplished. Thank you so much. 237, it's text 35270. She's getting married in a couple of weeks. Her brother-in-law, future-to-be brother-in-law, is going to propose this weekend unless somebody stops him. Does she stop him? Because what if it takes the focus off of her? She's getting married. She has a wedding in a couple of weeks. She's supposed to be in the spotlight. But if people are saying congratulations, just heard you got engaged a couple of weeks ago, that spotlight could be taken off of her, God forbid. Does she say something? Let it go. Ask somebody else to say something. Maggie the Love Doctor, again, I think what you think, I think.
I think what you think, I think. I think she's kind of overdoing it. It's not like they're, you know... It's. I think there's enough time between his proposal and their wedding that it's just going to blow over anyway. I mean,
you think?
I think it's the her day is always going to be her day.
If you think that, then I think that I think that too. I think.
I think.
Yeah, I think. Rat, what are we thinking of the text clubs?
If it really bothers you, say something, but realize that you could be creating some serious family drama that will last for a long time. Maybe the almost brother-in-law could still propose, but they just don't announce it until after the wedding is a compromise. Somebody else saying, clearly she's insecure if she's worried about sharing the attention. Be happy for them. It's not about the wedding. It's about the marriage. Somebody else says, I'd be pissed. A month before the wedding should be all about you. I'm an attention whore.
Your thoughts?
Well, here's what I would do. Is if I was her, I'd say, you know, hey, I think it's great you're proposing. Let's share that with our wedding. And after the last dance of the night, propose to her. Then she's kind of going in and going, oh, I'm going to try and help you out and make it, well, no, I'm just going to make sure that my whole day is fine.
Okay. Well, and really the only way to make this worse, right, would be him not proposing this weekend, but proposing closer to the wedding or at the wedding, God forbid. Probably the worst thing you can do to somebody is propose at their wedding event.
At their wedding.
You can't do that.
No.
Hi.
Well, my sister actually got engaged a week before my wedding last year. And when she called to tell me about it, she wanted to wait to tell everybody until after my wedding. And I thought that was ridiculous. I'm like, okay, it's one thing, obviously, you don't get engaged on somebody else's wedding day.
Yeah.
But any other time, like, don't be selfish, I guess, is my opinion.
So you think, let this guy propose, have his moment, everybody's still going to think your wedding's about you?
Yes, absolutely. It's not going to take all of the attention off of you, and I think that it's really selfish.
All right, thank you so much for calling. Again, she's getting married in a couple of weeks. And brother-in-law, soon-to-be brother-in-law, wants to get engaged this weekend. He wants to propose this weekend. And she's concerned this takes the attention off of her, wondering if that's a legitimate concern, if she should say something to him. Maybe a final run of the text there, Ratman.
Maybe mention something to your in-laws, and they can handle it, since it is their son. My good friend's sister was proposed to at my friend's wedding reception. It was fun for the entire family to get to witness the proposal, and everyone was excited. No one felt bad. Somebody else says he needs to wait. It's her day, and we all know how women like to compare rings, and God forbid the brother-in-law's ring is larger than hers.
All right, so with that open in front of you, would you say, Rat, that more people are saying just let it go or confront the guy about the whole thing?
I think more people are saying let it go. In fact, even people who do have experiences say it really pissed them off, but they didn't say anything about it.
Well, I knew that I thought that because that's what Maggie thinks, and I think that I think what Maggie thinks, I think.
I think you're right, I think.
That is what you think, I think.
That is exactly what I think.
And what you think, I think, I think, I think.
I thunk it.
I funk it too.
Go! The Y94 Morning Playhouse with Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
I like that.
You guys are the best.
Y94.